specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse number 4. He that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap. There's that word observes again. If we are governed only by what we see with our natural carnal eyes, we will not sow. If we regard the clouds, things that stand in our way, adversity, challenges, seeming impossibilities, we shall not reap. For you and I, there's a much higher standard, and we want to take a look at it as it pertains to the father of our faith, Abraham. Can we do that? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. They that observe the wind shall not sow. Now, when we talk about the wind, when it's a windy day, you know, I can't toss my seed up because it'll just be blown away. I can't sow anything because it'll be blown away. The wind is too strong. Well, if you're observing the wind, you won't sow. And on a cloudy day, it's too cloudy today to go out and try to reap anything. You're being governed by the environment. And that's what a saint of God, there are laws that are beyond our environment. There are laws that are spiritual laws. You know, the thing I love about God is, you know, God can get you out of any situation. How many of you believe that? Anything and everything, even if you got yourself in that mess, God can get you out. You know why? Because the Lord is the lawgiver. He stands outside the law. So he's not governed by it. So see, that law has you bound. You're reaping something you've sowed. You're suffering something you brought on. But God yet works miracles because he's the lawgiver. He stands outside of that law. And see, if you stop observing lying vanities, then you're a candidate to reap mercy. You know, mercy is something that you don't deserve, something that you didn't earn, something that, you know, you deserve just the opposite of it. But do you understand? God is the lawgiver. God stands above the law. He's not governed by the law. I should add a much stronger amen right there. Do you understand that? God is beyond all these natural and even spiritual laws. He's God by himself. Ain't nothing governing him but him. And there are times throughout history and even in our own lives where God has defied some natural stuff and even some spiritual stuff where something should have happened, but God didn't let it happen. Something could have happened, but God stopped it from happening. Something was coming your way, but God said, no, I'm still working on them. And some good stuff came your way that you didn't deserve. You didn't earn it. You were surprised by it, and the one that gave it to you didn't really want to give it to you. Didn't really think you ought to have it, but you got it anyway. Because God said, I'm going to defy some natural law. I'm going to show you that I'm God by myself. See, the thing that we have that we can stand on is God is a God of covenant. He's a God of love. You got to understand something about God. God loves you. Amen. His thoughts toward you are peace all the time. God delights in your prosperity. Hello? I said God delights in it. He takes pleasure when you are blessed. God ain't like man. Psalmist said he sticks closer to the brother, does the proverb. He's one that sticks closer than the closest brother. He's closer than the closest friend. Amen? And you have to understand, you have to know in your mind, in order to activate your faith fully, you got to know in your mind, God is always for me. And it's not because I'm always right. And it's not because I always do everything with perfection. See, that religious devil has to be broken off of some minds, because he'll have you observing the wrong stuff, lying vanities. If you just do this right. No, God wants us to walk in order and walk as best, but that doesn't amount to what he's going to do. I'm going to show you something here. You know, I'm ahead of myself here, but we're going to dive into this here. When God gave promise to Abraham, Abraham had Hagar, who had Ishmael. That was years before. Now he's too old. Ain't nothing happening. Sarah's way too old, and wasn't nothing ever happening with Sarah. Right? Come on. That's just, y'all read it in Genesis, Romans. It's the same story. But look here. When God moved on them, not only did Sarah have Isaac, but when Sarah passed, that blessing was still operating in Abraham. Abraham remarried Keturah and had 5 more children. Come on, we're talking about exceeding abundantly above what you ask or think. It was still operating in him. See, that's what God does. God is above stuff. He said, I'll bless you like you can't even imagine. Not only will I do what I said, I'm going to do beyond what you imagine. You hadn't thought about it. I told you some things. I revealed some things to you. But I got bigger plans than that for you. That blessing was still working. He wasn't getting younger. He was getting older, but it was still working. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. At Father Abraham, father of our faith. Let me make a statement here. The wisdom and policy of carnal reasoning is the weakness of faith. The wisdom and policy of carnal reasoning is the weakness of faith. I'll say it once more. The wisdom and policy of carnal reasoning is the weakness of faith. Therein lies great warfare. And it's not the devil in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork. It's that monster called reasoning that makes so much sense, that seems right, applicable. But it's the greatest weakness to your faith. When you reason things out, the wisdom of the policy of carnal reasoning. Carnal reasoning. Well, they told me, well, you know, my credit score. Well, I don't have money in the bank. I can't afford. That's carnal reasoning. That's the greatest enemy to your faith. God didn't ask you about your bank account. God, have you ever heard God mention your credit score? Nothing wrong with a good credit score. You know, work toward that. Do the best you can with that. But when it comes to faith, come on, when it comes to faith, see, we get too ingrained sometimes into the system's way of thinking and ascertaining things and seeing things. So the moment you get sent that credit score, you stop believing. You stop dreaming. You stop hoping. You even stop praying about it. Now you think God mad at you because your credit score is low. Come on, we're talking about faith here. Because see, the devil will start talking to see if you'd handle things differently, if you'd done all this, look. Do you know God is for you? When that fiery dart of that low credit score hits you, don't you know God is still for you? Credit score don't have no validation in heaven. Come on, we gotta get past some stuff. You're gonna see why Abraham is called the father of our faith. Abraham had a capacity for faith that is beyond comprehension. That's why he's the father of our faith. Amen. Now, this doesn't mean that we throw caution or true wisdom to the wind. I don't mean that. But I don't mean either that we get sidestepped and hoodwinked and distracted and observe lying vanities. Because your credit score may be in the low 600s or the 500s or somewhere there, doesn't mean that God cannot bless you with a house. Hello, somebody. Or a new vehicle. Or a vacation home or a vacation. But see, sometimes you let that credit score stand in your way. You find yourself observing a lying vanity, and it shuts down everything you believe because of a system. Let's look at Abraham. When they first received the promise from God, Abraham made a statement. He said, let's stay in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He's talking to Abram when he says this. The exalted father who has no offspring, whose wife is barren. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. God who quickens the dead. Let me read a statement to you. When God intends to bless you, to give you a promise, he commonly puts a sentence of death upon the blessing or the promise, and he puts a sentence of death upon all the ways that lead up to the promise. This is how God works. I'll say this again. When God intends to bless you or gives you a promise, he commonly puts a sentence of death on the promise or the blessing and on all the ways that lead up to it.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 9 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, One Size Fits All. We are saved by faith, not by works. Faith is a gift from God. Ephesians 2 and 8 states, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." As citizens of the kingdom, we are called to be world changers. It is time to graduate to abundant life. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Proverbs 3 and 6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Abraham is our example of how being a faithful saint will lead you to a blessed life. God said he will do exceeding and abundantly above what we can ask or think.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.